Judges chapter 8, verses 10 to 12, and 18 to 21. These verses deal with Gideon chasing after the kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna. They had gone to Karkor and hidden up there with 15,000 men, verse 10. But Gideon, although he's exhausted with his men, all of them exhausted, they're tired out, they're hungry. Verses 4 to 5 tell us this. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted, yet keeping up the pursuit. They were hungry, they wanted bread, they were worn out. And they had appealed for bread, of course, from the men at Succoth and Peniel. But still they went on, even though they were hungry, exhausted, tired out. And though there's just 300 of them, they're pursuing the 15,000 men of Midian, left of Midian's great army. And it's been a remarkable victory already. Verse 10, 120,000 swordsmen had already fallen. And Gideon could have said, well, it's just down to 15,000 now, just a handful. We've kept them in place. No, no, no. This man is thorough. He's going to see it through. I mean, we're in the days of the Old Covenant. Israel's fighting the cause of God by battle, by sword. We live in the days of the New Covenant. Nevertheless, here is war. Here is the Old Covenant. Here is Israel advancing its cause. Here is God using Gideon. And although we can put it all down to the sovereignty of God, and God is sovereign, there's no question of it. Nevertheless, God uses Gideon, and Gideon is persistent. God is sovereign, but Gideon is persistent, and he's going to see it through to the end. He's a thorough man. That 15,000 left of the Midianite army, with Zebah and Zalmunna at their head still, can bring back all this war again to Israel. And so Gideon chases. Verse 11, he goes up by the route of the nomads, east of Nobah and Jogbaha, and fell upon the unsuspecting army of the Midianites. Now I deduce from that that the way of these nomads, the desert paths, the mountainous regions, whatever it might be, went up by the route of, and so on. I take it that because the Midianites were unsuspecting, they were not expecting this. This is must have been a very difficult route for Gideon. All this travel with exhausted men, hungry men, this pushing on, looking for victory. He's going to begin the work, yes, but he's going to finish it too. He is single-minded, this man, and he takes the Midianites by surprise. If you notice the first things first with Gideon, too, he could have stopped at Peniel, he could have stopped at Succoth before that, but no, he'll go back to those places. The first things first, Zebah and Zalmunna, and he goes to them, and he takes them, and he captures them. And verse 18, he brings them to justice. What kind of men did you kill at Tabor, and so on? And of course, Gideon knows it's his own family. He's not a bloodthirsty man, just looking for gore, as it were. But he wants these men dealt with judicially. And he wants his son to deal with it, his oldest son, Jether. But Jether lacks the courage to do it. And so Gideon falls upon them and kills them. It's justice. Well, even in our own day, the Nuremberg trials, the end of Adolf Hitler and Mussolini and so on. This is war. But of course, in the spiritual terms, we're in the days of the New Covenant, and the principles, though, spiritual principles of persistent, trusting in God's sovereignty, even to the point of exhaustion and weariness and hunger, still going on, and seeing the thing through to the finish. Although I don't agree with Calvin and the English reformers about the Reformation in England in the sense it was a political thing, when Calvin wrote to King Edward VI, he said to him, You must make a thorough reformation. You're leaving, he said, looking at the church in England, he said, you're leaving the nests in the trees, he said, and the rooks will return. He was saying you're leaving vestiges of popery, and the papists will come back. And of course Calvin was right. We need a thorough work, a determined work, a complete work, and Gideon shows that kind of spirit here. Even to his cost, to his danger, impossible odds again, 300 against 15,000. Though he's at the end of his tether, though he has to climb through desert passes and all the heat, the way of the nomads and on the sand and so on, he still goes, he still fights, and he still sees it through. Leaving aside the warfare aspect, my brothers and sisters, I want to be a man of Gideon's stamp here. First things first, thorough. However difficult the odds, however rough the terrain, I want to press on and serve God. However uphill it might be the task, however difficult, whatever trials are mine, I want to be the man that will see it through for God. I hope you feel that you want to be single-minded, determined, looking to please God and do a thorough work in your life. Churches, the ecclesia, the churches of Christ need a thorough reformation in our day. I'm talking of the United Kingdom. We need a root and branch reformation. That's my opinion. And we need men of Gideon's stamp who know how to see the work through, not just to start it. It's easy to begin and pick up with enthusiasm. We want to see it through right to the end. And Gideon is a challenge and an encouragement here. Now, we're going to learn some other kinds of lessons from Gideon's life. But at the moment, we can say this. He is a challenge and an encouragement and an example to us in that he is persistent, goes against all the odds, he sees the thing through, and he really is the man for the job at the time. May God make me and you, my brother and sister, in our small way, to complete the work, the ministry that God has given to us. I'm struck by that text at the end of Colossians chapter 4. Tell Archippus to complete, to fulfill the ministry that the Lord has given him. I want to fulfill the work. The Lord Jesus Christ, he completed his Father's will. He came to do the will of the Father, Hebrews 10. And he could say, I always do those things that please him. Time and again in the Gospel of John, I'm doing his will. And at the end we have tetelestai. It is accomplished. I have done the will of God. May we have the same spirit in our small way. For Christ's sake. Amen.